Hello, everyone. Before I start the episode, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened, downloaded, and shared this podcast. We are always trying to improve, and all the feedback you have given us has been great. I would also like to encourage you to subscribe to our daily newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, industry insights, and Mercator Advisor Group commentary. Again, thank you to everyone who comes and listens to our episodes, and now, on with the show. Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about everybody's favorite subject, fraud. And to help me with that conversation, I have Patrice Lee, the Senior Product Manager for Co-op Financial Service. Patrice, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here as well, too. So now, to get things started here, can you tell me how much of a problem fraud mitigation is for card issuers today?
You know, Ryan, I mean, at the simplest statement, it's a problem. Fraud persists in payments. Losses due to fraud are not declining at all. So really the effort to combat fraud is just as important now, if not more so than years past, particularly as we've seen the landscape of fraud change in payments and financial services.
Excellent. Yeah, and I'm kind of glad that you brought up this whole the landscape of fraud changing, throughout history, because, you know, fraud really is kind of this cat and mouse game that we have going on here. So can you get into a little bit more detail about how that landscape of fraud has changed in recent history?
You bet. So I think we're all familiar with some of the fraud schemes from years past that are tied to traditional payments. Right, we have heard many stories of fraudsters who are willing to dumpster dive. You know, folks may shoulder surf, skimming. All of those are known, common, and alive and well today. But as new methods are enabled where consumers can transact, that most times leads to new fraud tactics. And we absolutely know that fraudsters are always looking for new opportunities. What can be exploited? And in many cases, the new way for consumers to interact, those new touch points, afford those opportunities that fraudsters are looking for. So if we think a little bit, Ryan, about the digital age, right? So much conversation of how things are moving and transitioning to the digital space. And many companies are looking at how to introduce their solutions via digital or maybe improve what they're already doing. And a lot of the information that's available and used digitally across sectors, obviously we're talking about payments, but there are other industries, healthcare and social media, just to name a few. So if we think about all the massive amounts of data that are associated with those channels, unfortunately stolen with many of the breaches that we hear about in the news where data is compromised, that information becomes available for sale online. So we're seeing a rise in online or card-not-present fraud. We're seeing account takeover and application fraud. And what we're really having to do is try to stay ahead of those new schemes. And artificial intelligence and machine learning can help us combat that.
Right. Now, let's put a little bit of a finer lens on it here, and let's specifically look at credit unions. So can you tell me about the ways that Co-op Financial Services works with credit unions to detect and stop payment fraud?
Sure. Let's dive into that. I think we can say with fraud, unfortunately, there really is no silver bullet. It's really about having a layered approach, a suite of tools, along with people, because there's absolutely a human element that comes into play with fighting fraud and how that lines up with the tolerance for risk. So it's a balance of allowing those valid and good transactions to process while preventing the fraudulent ones so that credit union members have a good experience when they're shopping, when they're traveling, dining, and so on. So from a co-op perspective, you know, what strategies do we have in place? What technologies are we using to look at decisioning and scoring, understanding what is happening in our credit union environment, those trends, and how our tools can help manage the risk that we're seeing across those areas to really verify and validate what's looking good versus not, so that the credit union members have a positive experience when they're transacting, whether it's the traditional method or some of the new opportunities that are available with digital.
Right now, speaking of the tool aspect of things, that I've come to understand that Co-op Financial Services has started to pilot test its fraud analyzer called Cooper. So what can you tell us about, this new fraud analyzer tool that Co-op has?
Well, very exciting. Cooper is our new artificial intelligence and machine learning platform, and Fraud Analyzer is the first release in our Cooper story. So we are in pilot mode, as you mentioned, Ryan, and it includes rules, decisioning, case management, as well as reporting. And we've introduced Fraud Analyzer in our shared branch network. So what we're doing with that is evaluating the transactions that are coming in against the strategies we have in place to identify any activity that might be suspicious. We're working those cases with our pilot credit unions, reviewing, monitoring the reports that are being generated, as well as the overall performance of the platform. And from pilot, we'll move to general availability for the entire share branch network. And so that's really our focus now, but we are looking to expand the tools for fraud prevention and detection to also include, business intelligence and member engagement. So just making for an overall improved, secure, seamless experience for the members long term.
Great. No, certainly. Thank you for that. And, what I kind of find funny is, especially in nowadays, that it's, you have this great, powerful tool with this AI and this machine learning, and, it does really great things when it comes to fraud. And I think it's kind of that consumers are spoiled a little bit here. And we kind of go, well, what else can it do? So can, in addition to detecting the fraud patterns, what will Cooper enable credit unions and credit unions to do and understand about their members?
Great question. And you're right. Fraud is very important, but it doesn't stop there. So beyond having tools to fight fraud, it's really about providing insights to credit unions on member behaviors, which is so important, right? How do we look across the products and services, understand how they're being used, what's being used, or conversely, what they aren't using, and taking that information to find a lift in how you can tailor and customize those solutions across your members. You just said something a moment ago about, maybe consumers being a little bit spoiled. And we know, right, if we look at Amazon, who is, leading the space when it comes to digital and understanding who you are, how you are, your shopping trends and patterns, and helping you remember what you bought, some other things you may be interested in, having artificial intelligence and machine learning kind of as that kind of core foundational piece can really help bring those insights to a credit union space to really understand the member overall. And that's one of the key differentiators that can help credit unions differentiate themselves and be competitive in financial services, with the big banks that are out there.
Excellent. So, before we hit record on here, Patrice, you and I were talking about just AI in general, and kind of how it relates to the payments industry and credit unions. And then back in early September, you had contributed a byline article to us called AI in the Not Too Distant Future of Payments, where you kind of gave a little bit of a 101 to AI and machine learning here. And I mean, that was the beginning of September, and now we're about a month along here, and a lot of things have changed in the AI space. So now, kind of giving a month later, take a look here. Can you tell us how AI will reshape, the financial services and credit union industry, as we look into the future?
Sure. So the opportunity with AI technology is huge for financial services. Obviously, it's new technology. So I think there are a number of folks who are still trying to kind of wrap their heads around what AI is, what does it mean, how can I use it? And particularly in financial services, which from an industry perspective is, probably not known for really introducing new technology. So the expectations from a client standpoint and the standards that we see with digital is really having an amazing experience at every interaction, right? Knowing who I am, what I like, what I don't like, and helping me have an improved experience. So we can use that technology to integrate across channels and product lines in a secure way is really going to be the connective tissue that brings all those things together. In many cases, we see where things are segmented, right? For many financial institutions, you may have, you know, network business in one place, branch business in another place. The data is siloed and segmented across, so you won't have a good picture or idea of Ryan as a member or Patrice as a member. So how do we pull all of the disparate data into one tool and say, I can see Ryan's behavior, understand what's unique to him versus Patrice, and at a really simple level, let's just think maybe when you go out shopping, Ryan, you swipe your card, you never ask for cash back. But maybe when I go out, I do all the time. So something as straightforward or simple as that can really help your financial institution reach out to you in a way that they may not reach out to me because of your unique behaviors and patterns and leveraging the data to see that. But when it's siloed off, you may not be able to do the correlation to be able to bring some of that information and make predictive decisions and recommendations to Ryan versus Patrice. And so that's really going to be a game changer, I think, with AI. We have heard in a number of things online and in recent publications that data is being considered the new oil, or better yet, I heard a term last week, it's the new oxygen, right? And that's a key ingredient to how we're made up, what we need to be able to move forward. So leveraging that oxygen, the data, to break down those silos, understand those patterns, is really going to be transformative to support moving in a digital space for the credit union industry and movement long term.
Excellent. Yeah, I certainly wholeheartedly agree with you there. And I think I'm going to have to borrow that statement there about, you know, it being the new data, the new oxygen, because it really is. It kind of shows that how critical, not just only the data collection part of it, and as you kind of mentioned before, it was siloed. And now with, you know, AI kind of coming into play here, it's no, we're able to break down those silos and really kind of get a full picture and full understanding to it. And I kind of like how, you know, AI is being focused in that direction, but then there's also the, hey, we need to keep this data secure, because as you're breaking down those silos, there could potentially be a risk for, you know, the people getting access to that data. But with the AI kind of stepping in, we're able to say, no, we're able to get this in a little bit more, in a lot more secure of a fashion. We're able to get a better view of the individual members, you know. So I definitely like that statement where it's, you know, data is the new oxygen, kind of really putting an emphasis on how critical it is. So before we wrap things up here, one last question that I have for you is, so if credit unions want to learn more about Cooper, where can they go?
Absolutely. On our corporate website, credit unions can sign up to receive updates on Cooper, and our address is www.co-opfs.org.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Patrice, for taking the time today for speaking to us about fraud, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you so much for your time. It was great to join you today.